Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey there, Race Fans. Welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chin, and got a good show for you planned tonight. Now, hey, I'm doing things a little differently. Let me explain. We have a new format. Well, I have a new format, and I was kind of inspired when I went down to the PRN studios a little over a week ago, and I met with Doug Rice, you know, to watch him and watch how he does his thing. And, you know, he kind of winged it a little bit, and he has a whole list of things that he's got to talk about, but he doesn't have it written out, you know, word for word like I was doing. I actually had it written out really word for word. It took me a really long time to kind of put it all together, and you know, if I had to make a change, then I went back and changed it. So now I'm just, you know what, I'm going to make my own notes, kind of like what Doug did. It was really cool to see that. I really liked the way he did that. It was freeing, I guess you could say. So that's how I'm going to do this show, and hopefully it turns out really well. So, you know, I want to talk about my week. It's been pretty good. I mean, it's been pretty busy, I got to say. I've been posting a lot of stuff on my website. Now, about a week, 2 weeks ago, I had sent an email out to every single PR person in the top three series. And I told them, hey, listen, put me on your website, put me on your media list so that I can post your press releases on your website, on my website. And, you know, I do it because I've done the PR thing. I've written press releases, and they kind of don't really go so far after that. I mean, basically, when you go to the track, and this is like what I've done, you go to the track, this is when Brian was driving in the Cup Series, so I would write a press release, right, and you'd make copies of it and all that good stuff, and you go to the racetrack, and then you go into the media center, and you're on a wall that was designated for all the press releases, and you stick them all in there. Then you kind of check back, you know, periodically throughout the weekend to see if anybody, you know, picked them up, and basically all the press releases are, it's really for the media, you know, the reporters, the guys from, like, ESPN, and you know, all the other Fox Network, and all the PR, all those other media outlets to kind of come along, pick them up and read them just to kind of get an idea of what your driver is doing and whatnot. And then maybe, if you're lucky, they'll take a quote or something out of that press release that you spent all that time writing, and they'll use it in a story that they rewrite and has, you know. So those PR people work really hard, and they don't get nearly enough recognition that I think that they deserve. So, you know, and a way for me to kind of help them along with that is I told them, send me your press releases, and I will post them up on my website word for word as you wrote them with, you know, your name and everything on the bottom so that you get credit for doing what you did. And I think the race fans would really like to see that because, you know, that's not really something that you kind of get to see every day. So that's what I've been doing. And I've got a good response. I've been getting press releases from a lot of the teams in the Cup Series and Xfinity and, you know, Truck Series and all that. So I've been posting them up as they come in. I got a ton of them today, so I'm going to have to stop posting them up tonight, probably after the show, and a lot during tomorrow. But, yeah, so that's something that I started doing. Another thing is I was planning to go to Darlington this week, and, sort of planned it when Brian said to me Friday night, he's like, hey, John, he's like, you know, you got your NASCAR Sprint Cup license. He's like, why aren't you going to Darlington? I was like, you know, that's a good question. I've been thinking about it. He's like, just go. I was like, okay. So the plan was I was going to get up Saturday morning and just go to the track, you know, by myself. But I mean, it's like I know everybody there, so it wasn't like I'd be alone. So that was the plan. I got everything ready, charged up all the batteries, cameras on, the batteries to my camera, all that good stuff, right? So I go lay down, and man, I woke up the next morning. I wasn't really feeling so great on Friday, but I wasn't feeling sick. But Saturday, whew, oh, God, I did not feel good at all. I just woke up, I was like, yeah, there's no way that this has happened, and I rolled over and went back to sleep. And I just really felt like hell the rest of the day, but thankfully on Sunday, you know, I started to feel a little bit better. I'm okay now. I don't know what that was, but, yeah, Darlington wasn't in my in the cards for me. So I don't know. But I did, you know, I do watch the race on TV. I thought it was really, really good. I mean, I love seeing all the, you know, the throwbacks, and the old-looking cars and stuff, and all the old driver uniforms and stuff. It was really cool, and I really got a kick out of Rick Allen's suit as he was calling the race, so that was great. All those Jeff Burton with his old-style suit on, that looked pretty cool. That would be nice if they do that a little more often. But yeah, that was really cool to see. It was a little difficult, in my opinion, to kind of really know who was who on the track because, you know, you're so used to seeing everybody in the same cars and paint schemes and stuff. And when they did this, I was like, who is in second? Who's in third? Wait, who is that? So it was a little difficult. But overall, it was a really good race. I thought it was pretty cool. Congratulations to Carl Edwards. That was a nice win for him. And I love seeing him do that backflip. Speaking of Carl, the first time I got to see him do a backflip live and like in front of my face, it was, God, I want to say 2008. It was back at Dover, Delaware in the casino. And there was some kind of like pool tournament that we all were at, and he won, and he did the pool table. Pretty cool. So yeah, so good luck. Great job, Carl Edwards and Joe Gibbs Racing. Those guys are just, that whole organization is on fire this year, so good for them. So, you know, Donnelly's is behind us. We got Richmond International Raceway next weekend, and that's going to be cool because I am planning on going to that one, and I will get into that a little bit more in detail later on. So tonight, this show is brought to you by RaceGear.com. And, hey, if you're the kind of race fan who loves to have the diecast from your favorite drivers and the memorabilia and all that good stuff, then you got to check out RaceGear.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your racing necessities and indulgences. They have everything, and you can get it all with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. The prices are great, too, and if you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, you're going to receive an additional 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Well, you can wait till the end of the show. Go over and check out racegear.com. You'll be glad you did. So my first guest tonight, or my only guest tonight, is a repeat guest, and it's great to have him back on the show. I would like to welcome Patrick Zarapoli to the show. How are you?
Hey, Jen, how you doing tonight? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on the show. This is. I'm so glad that you came back. So now, I know that you want to make an announcement, and we will get to that, but I want to paint the story here. So a brief history on you. You were the first winner of the Michael Waltrip Racing Peak Driver Search in 2013, right?
Yep.
Okay, 13. And you know, I know it's been a whirlwind for you since, so kind of tell us how your life changed after that win and who you've driven for since then.
Yeah, the last couple of years of my life have been very interesting, to say the least. I've been racing for over 12 years now, just mostly on a local level down in Florida, and I got the opportunity to be in the Peak Challenge back in 2013, won that and gave me an opportunity to run one K&N race out west for Bill McAnally, and I finished fifth in my first start. Everybody was very impressed. I was very happy that that we went out there and proved something, and they gave me more races. At the time, I was actually in my second year of medical school, so I took the next year off and ran five races for Bill in the East and West Series. We were very fortunate to get the win out at Irwindale. We had all top 10 finishes, a pole. Really took, you know, a small opportunity and made the most of it with every race that we were able to do. So did that for about half a year last year. I went on to work in the marketing department at Michael Waltrip Racing, trying to do everything I could to keep the racing going and continue moving up the ladder. Went back to school this January, so now I've been juggling the school and the racing, and that kind of brings us all the way up till now, where we have a very exciting deal to announce this week.
Cool, very cool. So now, wait, so the last time you spoke that you were juggling your racing career and going to school to be a doctor and all that. So where are you at now with your doctor's degree? Or how far along are you?
Yes, I'm halfway through my third year. Med school is four years long. The first two, you're mostly just studying and in class. And now that I'm in third year, we're rotating through all the different specialties in the hospital. So you get to see all of the major branches of medicine. You basically follow an intern schedule the whole time that you're there. So we're working like in full entire work weeks and then trying to do classes and tests and stuff on top of that. So it's been a very intense experience, but I'm really enjoying finally getting to work with patients and interact with people and on a work level. And it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. Well, that's really, really cool. Now, I know that you had a lot of experiences in the past few years. You know, some were good, some were not so great. I mean, I know that you had a deal that kind of fell through on you. And believe me, we have all been through that. But what was that like for you to go through that? I mean, I know, but what was it like for you?
Yeah, well, I know that we were together for a lot of that stuff that happened back in January. We had a couple of really good opportunities that were looking very exciting for this year and had the unfortunately had the bottom fall out on them. very early in January, right about when we were going to lock things up. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but things like that are more and more common in the sport, and you kind of you know, need to position yourself in opportunities that around you possible. And you know, this situation didn't particularly work out, so obviously I ended up back in school, but still trying to do everything I could. And, you know, you just got to maintain a positive attitude and hope that you get back in a seat again. So,
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I it's happened to me too, and I know how much that was so bad. But even though it fell through for you, I mean, I know that you didn't let any grass grow underneath your feet. So you've still been racing, and you've actually raced this past weekend. What have you been doing, and how'd you do?
Yeah, so it's kind of been a struggle to get back to the racetrack this year. When I went back to school, I had to spend a lot of time studying for my board exam, which took up pretty much the first half of the year. But since then, we've been trying to run my late model. We got rained out 3 times in a row, which the weather down in Florida in the summer, you know, you can hardly get a race in. But we finally got to get back to the track this past weekend in St. Pete, Florida. We ran the super late model down there. First race in over a year, we went there. We sat on the pole. Ended up starting third after the inversion, and the whole race went green flag, which went all the way to like two to go. So it's very atypical for a Florida late model race, but it was a lot of fun being back behind the wheel. We jockeyed for position, ended up second at the finish, and had a pretty crazy green white checker restart. It was a lot of fun to get back in the car again though and have a strong run.
Nice. Well, that's a really good finish. If you haven't been in the car for that long to come back and finish second, that's a congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
So now I know that you have some really great news that you'd like to share. So go right ahead. Tell us the big announcement.
All right, cool. Well, I'm really excited and also just pretty much just humbled to be able to announce that I'm partnering up with AutoNation, which is the leading car dealership in the United States right now. And they are working on a project basically called the AutoNation Cure Bowl. It's a college football bowl game that's happening in Orlando this December, December 19th, actually. And the game is going to benefit breast cancer awareness as well as breast cancer research. And the proceeds from the game are going directly to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, which is really an amazing thing, because a lot of the bowl games before now, they're all dedicated to different causes. But this is the first bowl game specifically going towards breast cancer.
Nice.
You know, AutoNation, they've been working for a long time to dedicate a lot of their fundraising efforts towards cancer research. They've done a lot of things with Ryan Hunter Ray in the IndyCar series, but now they're kind of focusing, at least with this game, on breast cancer. And so when the opportunity came up that they wanted to find some unique ways to market it and advertise and get the word out there, you know, being a medical student and having that kind of experience with seeing patients that are affected by breast cancer and also personally knowing some people, I'm just really fortunate that they thought I would be a good fit to represent this cause. So I'm really excited to get the car on track. We're going to run two K&N races with Bill McAnally Racing. The first one is this Thursday night in Richmond, and the second one will be in Dover on October 2nd.
Oh, well, congratulations. That is awesome. So
how did this all come together?
Oh, you're welcome. How did this all come together for you? I mean, it's a perfect fit, obvious. How'd you get it to all come together?
Just through a long series of meeting people and, you know, trying to keep putting your name out there. The Sun Sentinel newspaper down in Fort Lauderdale, which is my hometown, they were following me for the peak races we were doing last year in the K&N series. And one of the reporters that I was working with happened to know some of the people at AutoNation. Got introduced to them early last year, and just through a long series of conversations and trying to figure out ways that we could work together, this opportunity came up. And so definitely it's a really good fit. I'm so excited to be able to represent this cause that affects so many people. It's the number one leading cancer in women, but not only does it affect women, but everyone pretty much knows somebody who has been affected by breast cancer. So in a lot of ways it affects all of us. So I'm just, again, really fortunate and thankful that they picked me to help represent this.
Absolutely. That is awesome. So now let me ask you this. I mean, I know that you're still in school, and now you're going to be racing. How supportive is your school with your racing? They give you the time off that you need and be able to make things up? Will you miss anything?
Yeah, they've been very helpful so far, I think, compared to what I originally expected going into this. They gave me the year off last year to be able to pursue the races, because the schedules just really didn't match up. Right now, I'm kind of borrowing some of the time that we that they allot for us during fourth year to go on interviews. I moved it up a little bit towards third year to have the time off to run Richmond this week. But yeah, they've been very supportive of the racing. It's definitely something unique for a med student to be involved in, and definitely when I could bring together passion for racing and the passion for medicine through what we're doing with the breast cancer stuff now. They're a big supporter of it.
Very nice. Cool. Well, where can we go to find out more information about them?
Yeah, definitely check out, you can go to curebowl.com. It has all the information about the event. The Citrus Bowl down in Orlando is where it's going to be held. It's a huge stadium. It's like 70,000 people. So we're trying to get the word out there to pack that place as much as possible, because, again, the proceeds are all going to breast cancer research. So this is really cool because it's a push on the awareness end. Getting the car out there, it's going to be a Drive Pink campaign. AutoNation's doing some things where they're going to have Drive Pink license plates, which we're going to hear more about as the campaign goes along into October. So definitely it's an awareness component, and then also trying to fundraise to fund the research that's going to help bring us closer to a cure. So it's a really cool thing to be involved in. Definitely buy tickets to the game, support the cause, donate, and we'll be on track and hopefully in victory lane.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, too. And you said you'll be at Richmond this weekend, so I'll be there, too. I'll definitely come meet up with you. I'm really happy for you. This is great.
Yeah, definitely come by and visit. The car is bright pink. You're not going to be able to miss it, for sure.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely be taking pictures of that and posting that up. Absolutely. So now, that's your plan for the rest of the year, the two races that you got coming up. Do you have anything tentative or pending for next year?
At the moment, nothing pending for next year. So kind of just the way it's been over the last 2 years, taking each race one at a time and trying to do as good as possible in each event, and then hopefully that it leads to something more. So,
absolutely. Cool. Well, good luck for these two races, and hey, you never know, how it'll work out. But now I know that you're really good when it comes to connecting with your race fans. So what are some of the things that you do to connect with them while you're at the track? Well, what are some of the things that you will be doing this weekend when you're at the track to connect with your fans?
Yeah, we have a couple of exciting things going on this weekend, so definitely check me out on Twitter, 97PatrickStar. We're going to have live updates going on the whole weekend. I might try my hand at some periscoping this weekend. I've never done it before or have an account. I think it's really cool, so I'll try to get everyone some behind-the-scenes footage of what's going on.
Cool.
Definitely the AutoNation and Cure Bowl Twitter accounts. You guys can follow those to get information about the races and also about the game. And, so it's pretty much just anything anybody wants to know, just tweet at me and I'll get back to you.
Sounds good. Well, now, Patrick, I know that, I asked you this the last time that you were on, but, your answer may have changed since then, so I'm going to ask you this every time you come on the show. As of today, what is your most memorable experience with a race fan?
Let's see, which one am I going to come up with tonight? There's a lot that as a kid you have memorable experiences. I'd say probably for me, though, was growing up. My dad was a race car driver before me, my grandpa before him. So I've been going to the racetrack every Saturday night since I was a young kid. So just really growing up with my dad, working on the car with him during the week, going to Test and Tune on Fridays and going racing. I mean, that's what left the biggest impression on me, and knew that this is what my love and my passion is in life. And, when you grow up and you get to do that from such a young age, definitely leaves a mark on you. So, yeah.
So now you said that everybody on your dad's side was into racing. Was everybody on your mom's side into being a doctor in the medical field? Where did that come
no,
from?
No, not quite. There's actually nobody in my family that's ever been a doctor or ever involved in the medical field. My grandma on my mom's side was a big Mario Andretti fan. that's the only racing connection I know on her side of the family. But, yeah, so definitely a unique mixture of things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, nobody else in the garage is like you. I mean, so that's really good. You definitely have a unique edge, and definitely use that to your advantage because you can. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that we kind of haven't mentioned yet?
I don't know. I think we got everything covered. Just everyone keep your eye out this weekend for the bright pink AutoNation Cure Bowl car. Again, it's going to be a Toyota for Bill McAnally Racing. I'm really excited to get to Richmond and see what we can do. They had very strong cars there last year, and I'm just happy to be back with the team and back in the K&N series.
Absolutely. What's the number on your car this weekend?
It's going to be number 99, just like last year.
99.
We went to Victory Lane with. So really cool we get to have the same number.
Nice, nice, very nice. Yeah, well, definitely. I will definitely hook up with you down there, and we'll take some pictures, and I can absolutely show you how to use Periscope. I learned from one of the best, so.
All right, awesome. I'm looking forward to my free lesson.
It's pretty easy. Absolutely.
Cool.
All right,
so,
well.
So, yeah, I just want to say big thanks again, for having me on the show, and I got to thank Mark Cannon, Mike Jackson, everybody at AutoNation for getting me in front of this campaign for the Cure Bowl, and I'm very thankful and happy to represent.
Good deal. Well, yeah, send me, email me some, like, information and the links and all that stuff, and I'll post it up. I can even write something up about it, and I'll post it up on my website for you, too. So, yeah, send me all that stuff.
All right, great. That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your big announcement here first. That means a lot, and I'm happy for you, and I can't wait to see you out there. So, good
luck, awesome. And I'll thanks
see
a lot.
You
see
this weekend.
Rich and Jen. All right,
all
great.
Right.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye. Well, how cool is that? I'm really happy for Patrick. I mean, he's a great race car driver, but, I mean, he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He's smart, he's fast, and, you know, it's really cool that, you know, if you're at the racetrack and you get hurt, you don't have to go to the infield care center anymore. You could just, you know, go to his fuller. He could take patients in the lounge in between practice sessions or something. So that'd be pretty cool. But, yeah, that's really cool. Well, hey, tonight's guest, Race Fans Rock radio show guest has been brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. I mean, how would you like to multiply your cash that you have today into the cash you'll have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do just that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like yourself achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you need for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped thousands of their clients live the life that they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. And who doesn't want that? They've helped me for several years, and I can't see myself without them. That is the darn truth. You shouldn't either. So visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was one of the best decisions that I ever made, and it can be the best decision you ever make, too. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. Okay, so now it's time for a few burning topics in NASCAR news. And earlier, I was checking out jayski.com, and if you don't know what jayski.com is, really? Come on, you got to know. But anyway, I was checking them out, and if you don't know it, just go to jayski.com. According to them, the Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway pulled in the sport's highest Labor Day weekend overnight ratings in 8 years. That is awesome to hear. Now, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Racing from Darlington drew a 3.4 overnight rating on NBC Sunday night, which means it had 8.82 million viewers. Oh, I love those numbers. According to NBC, the 3.4 is the highest for NASCAR on Labor Day weekend since 2007. Good job. Well, big news out of the Hendrick Motorsports camp came today when Big Papa Rick Hendrick himself announced in a groundbreaking ceremony that their sponsor, Exalta, will build a 45,000-square-foot customer experience center to provide clients and manufacturers a facility to come out and look at their products. Rick Hendrick also went on to say that they're expecting current sponsor Lowe's to re-sign with Team 48, and that should be official within a week or so. Four guys are going to be just fine going to Richmond because Jamie McMurray, Ryan Newman, Jeff Gordon, and Paul Menard are the four drivers that'll go to the chase regardless of who wins at Richmond. Now, Jamie McMurray is going to get in just by starting the race. Ryan Newman will get in just by finishing 31st or better, and we all know Ryan Newman can finish 31st or better. Jeff Gordon is going to clinch just by finishing 17th or better this weekend. And Paul Menard, the silent horse. Nobody pays enough attention to Paul Menard. You know, he walks through the garages all the time, and people just walk right past him. And they could even have, like, you know, the autograph stuff, their Sharpies ready to go. They walk right past him in the garage. I mean, I think that beard kind of helps him camouflage, but whatever. But anyway, Paul Menard is going to clinch this chase by finishing ninth or better. And he's good. He can pull this off easily. Now, sadly, former Speedway Children's Charities Director, Major General Thomas Sadler, who served as the executive director of Speedway Children's Charities for 2 decades, he passed away early Monday morning. Now, Sadler has served as executive director of Speedway Children's Charities since 1990. Now, under his leadership, the organization raised funds for more than 400 children's organizations nationwide each year. which has impacted more than 300,000 needy children annually, and that's amazing. Before his work with the SDC, Sadler served our country for more than 37 years in the U.S. Air Force. He retired from the Air Force in 1983 as commander of the 21st Air Force at McGuire Air Force Base, commanding 37,000 people in 70 locations in 15 countries on 5 continents. Oh, my God. At that time of his retirement, he was the only general on active duty who had flown in combat in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War, flying more than 400 combat missions. He was an amazing man. He touched so many lives for so many years, and his presence and his leadership will be severely missed but never forgotten. Unbelievable. Now, in other news, Jeffrey Earnhardt will make his Sprint Cup debut for this year in the Go Green Racing number 32 car. He will have his sponsors, Beer Frost and CorvetteParts.com, on his Ford Fusion. Yeah, that, I said that right. It's Corvette Parts on a Ford Fusion. Now, how cool is that to have a sponsor that's another manufacturer-based, just doesn't care, and he's going to put his Corvette parts on a Ford? And anyway, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. And they do get very strange looks in the garage sometimes from other people. And speak with Archie St. Hilaire about it a couple months ago. And he said, hey, he goes, you know, the owner of the company is a great guy, and he loves racing, and he loves our team, and, you know, we're happy to have him on the car no matter what, you know, manufacturer we run. So that's a really cool and special relationship. So good luck to them this weekend. Well, that's what's hot this week. Make sure you tune in next week to see what's hot and talk worthy then. So, all right, so I'm doing this whole free thing, right? And I want to talk to you a little bit about my dedicated Fan and the Stand Reporter program. I mean, what can I say about it? People love this program. And how could you not? It's so easy to get connected to your favorite drivers. All you got to do is send me your information. What are you seeing at the racetrack? What are you doing? And report back to me all weekend long. It's easy. It's fun. And you're going to be right up front. So basically, if you want to be my dedicated Fan of the Stand reporter, send me an email at infieldgen@gmail.com. Tell me why I should pick you, and maybe I will. And if I do, I will send you to the track with a couple of passes. You'll have garage access. You'll get to do it all. You'll get to talk to me all weekend long. Send me your pictures. I'll post them up so everybody else gets to check it out. Then you'll be on the show the following Tuesday night, and we will talk all about it. You'll check out the facilities. You'll check out the outfield. You'll check out the infield. You'll check out what the drivers are wearing. I want to know everything. So, yeah, you'll have a great time. But, you know, my InfoGen dedicated Fan of the Stand reporter program, it's not the only program that I have, you know. As InfoGen, I try to do as much as I can to get the race fans involved. And, you know, I do this because I started out as a race fan, so I understand. I know exactly what you're thinking when you're in the grandstands looking towards across the way, across the track, into the infield, going, what are they doing there? That was what I said, you know, so many years ago. And I got the chance to kind of jump the fence, so I want to take you guys with me. So, yeah, I do have more. I have other programs. And, you know, I'm trying not only to just help race fans, but also to help race teams. So my InfoGen fan sponsorship program allows me to do both. My InfoGen fan sponsorship program, it's working really, really well. I'm turning race fans into sponsors every day. And that sponsorship that goes to the teams allows the teams to get the things that they need. And it gives the race fans, who's now turned to sponsor, the access to the garage that they are looking for. Again, they want to meet their favorite drivers. This is a great way to do it. Give a driver some money and you'll get to meet them if that's what you really want to do. But I kind of made it a lot simpler to do so. So, yeah, so for more information, go to infieldgen.com, website, forward sponsorship. I have it all written out. Everything's listed right there. There's even a list of commonly asked questions. So, you know, you can make that decision. And, you know, the only thing you'd have to do after that there is, you know, let me know when I'm going to turn you into a team sponsor too. And I'm doing it for people every single day. So it's pretty cool, and I feel really special that I was able to do that. And I'm going to keep doing it. So, yeah, let me know. Well, again, and that's not even the only program that I have. I can even help you put your logo, if you have a logo, and you want to put it on a Sprint Cup Series car, I can help you with that. Because, look, I know these guys. I know the team owners. I know everybody that's in the garage. It took me a long time to manage to meet all these people and establish relationships with them, but I've done it. And if you want to put your logo on a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series car, I can help you do that. I did it for Bill Capitan back in, I want to say the first Texas race of this year, and his 50th birthday, he put that logo on that car, and he went down and met, Mike Bliss and the 32 team, and that's the car that it went on. Had a great time. He said it was the best birthday he had ever had, and, I can do that for you, too. But it's not just for birthdays. If you have, you want to put your company logo on there, we can do that. And whatever you want to do to get the word out about whatever you want, we can do that. Well, almost whatever you want. We have limits. So anyway, so that's something that we could do. Again, my email address is infieldjen@gmail.com. Just shoot me an email. Tell me what you'd like to do, and I'll help you make that happen. Now, as Brian Keselowski Motorsports, we got some stuff going on, let me tell you. Brian Keselowski, my boyfriend, also a presidential candidate, is racing at Salem Speedway with the ARCA Series on September 19th. And as a matter of fact, he is there testing right now. Now, I didn't go to this test session because I had to do the show and some other things. And, I love talking to you guys, and I didn't want to miss this for the world. But, yeah, he's testing his number 29 Ford Fusion right now, and it's going well. And, if you heard me say presidential candidate Brian Keselowski, you heard correctly. So, Brian is on a list of presidential candidates, and he will he wants to see how far he can take this. Now, anybody can put their name on this list. There is probably over 1,000 people on the list now. When Brian put his name on the list, there was maybe like 700 or 800 like that. And he's on the list. Okay, so the next step is to be able to fill out the second form, where the second step of this is you have to spend either $5,000 or receive $5,000 on a campaign. Well, we've done that. it will be on our ARCA racing car. We will start, campaigning, which is going to put them to the second level. And I think that takes the list of 1,000 down to like 20 or 30 people. So I don't know what will happen then. I'm going to have to wait and see and figure that out, but I'll tell you guys all about it. So yeah, so that's the plan. He's going to run for president, and hey, you can't do any worse. That's a good slogan. It's also kind of true. But aside from that, the car itself, we do have other spaces available on the car, and how cool would it be for you guys to put your logo or a message or something like that on the car with presidential candidate Brian Keselowski, right? So we have other spaces available on the car. Aside from just having your logo on the car, we've got representation. We'll put your message, your logo, whatever it is, on our website, infieldjen.com, Brian Keselowski Motorsports.com. We got all of our social campaign that we could do for you. Includes Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Tumblr, Periscope, whatever else. Of course, racefansrock.com, as well as live commercials right here on the show. So, Now, speaking about racefansrock.com, I don't know why you haven't joined yet. A lot of people have, and they're really, really enjoying it. We have customizable profiles. You can join for free. It's really quick to sign up. It's safe. We made sure that nothing can ruin the experience on racefansrock.com. And any kind of like spammy accounts that try to sign up, or these bots, it just doesn't happen. It's not tolerated. It's not allowed. We don't tolerate any of that. So anybody can report any kind of negative behavior whatsoever, and it gets dealt with very quickly. It gets removed. But so far, everything has been really, really well. There's been a couple of instances, but nothing, catastrophic. So it's a safe website. It's a lot of fun. It's specifically designed, to connect fans with drivers and teams in NASCAR and even like ARCA and all the other sanctioning bodies, When you make a post, or when you update your status on racefansrock.com, you can also post that status to Facebook and Twitter simultaneously. You can create blogs, groups, and post events. And interact with the racing community. My live chat rooms that I have set up for every driver in the top three series and then some are super cool. They're live all the time, and you can easily click the chat tab, check out all the driver chat rooms that are available, and join the chat. You can, if you like a certain driver, go to that driver's chat room and chat with other people that like the same driver as you do. You'll make a lot of good friends, and who knows, that driver can even stop in one day and chat with you in live real time. When a driver does join, he or she is verified, so you'll know that you are talking to the real thing. It is the real deal. And I got to tell you, racefansrock.com, it's growing in leaps and bounds every single week. And it's really cool to see those numbers just keep going up and up and up. Now, I want to take a minute out to welcome our newest members, Bill Wharton, Rick Byrne, Matt Schmidt, and Johnny Stafford. They just joined within the past day or two. And I got to tell you, since it's launched on April 6th this year, we are so close to that 200,000 page views and interaction mark. It's unreal. I did not expect to have that kind of reaction to this website this quickly, but I'm so glad that it did. So, yeah, definitely come on over, check out racefansrock.com, join, customize your profile however you'd like, and talk about racing. It's a social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. And that's not only just the tagline, that's the truth. So check it out. You're more than welcome to join, and make sure you add me as your friend. So, yeah. So this Race Fan Rock segment has been brought to you by Taste Cleaning Services. If you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Taste Cleaning Services first for all your home and office cleaning needs. It doesn't matter how big of a mess you made, Taste Cleaning Services will clean it up and make it sparkle again like new in no time at all, and it will smell good. I trust them with my home, and I believe me when I say that my three basset hounds can make it a challenge for them, but they do an excellent job every single time. As you can see, they're really pet-friendly, too. They're also fully licensed and insured, so trust and call Taste Cleaning Services to book your appointment today. Visit them on Facebook, / Taste Cleaning Services. It's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services. You can email them at northcarolinamade@gmail.com, or you can call them directly at 763-269-1919. Make sure that you mention that you heard about them from me in Field Gin, because you'll get a discount. Now, I absolutely guarantee that you will love them just as much as I do. All right. So, now it's time to find out who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this weekend. Now, starting with the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, the entry list for the Federated Auto Parts 400 at Richmond International Raceway shows 45 teams and drivers for only 43 spots, which means, you know, do the math, two teams will be going home, and they'll be packing it up and heading home after qualifying. So we'll have Josh Wise in the number 30. Jeff Earnhardt will be in the 32. We spoke about him a little earlier in the show. Brian Scott will be in the 33. Reed Sorensen will be in the 62. Michael McDowell will be in the 95. And Timmy Hill will be in the number 98. Now, Reed Sorensen and Josh Wise will need to be in the top 36 in speed because they have no provisional available to them because they're the lowest in owner's points. Reed Sorensen being in 46th place in the owner's points, and Josh Wise in the number 30, being 49th in owner's points. So, drivers who would miss the race if qualifying is canceled, meaning that they have the least amount of race attempts, would be Josh Wise with only 10 race attempts this year, and Michael McDowell in the 95 with only 14 attempts. So, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Federated Auto Parts 400 at Richmond International Raceway is set to start on Saturday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBCSN. And so, moving on to the NASCAR Xfinity Series now. So, there's 41 cars on the entry list for Friday's Virginia 529 College Savings 250 at Richmond International Raceway. We'll have Josh Room in the number 13 again. Contreras returns to the number 15 for Rick Ware Racing. Eric Jones is back in the number 20 for Joe Gibbs. Hermie Sadler is trading in that microphone once again for the steering wheel, and he'll be driving the number 26 for JGL. Carl Long will be in the number 40. Brennan Poole returns to the 42. Benny Gordon will be with the number 66 team and his return to the track. Josh Berry makes his debut in 2015 for the Junior Motorsports number 88. And not sure who's going to be driving the number 97 for Obiaki Racing, Obaka Racing, sorry. Not sure who's going to be driving that one just yet, but I know that they'll figure it out before the green flag drops. Now, Ryan Truex will make his 2015 debut in the number 98. Now, how many times, as soon as you say the word Truex, you automatically say Junior afterwards, right? Ryan Truex Jr., Martin Truex. Well, I'm not the only one who's made that mistake, and I'll confirm that with him this weekend. Now, the Virginia 529 College Savings 250 at Richmond International Raceway is set to start this Friday night, September 11th, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it will also be aired on NBCSN. Now, if you're not at the track this weekend and you're not able to catch the action, that's okay. All you got to do is grab a seat on my social sofa in my live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. Now, even though I'll be at the races, I will still try my hardest to get on that chat, to get in that chat room from my phone, which I was able to do it once, but you know how signal is at the track. Sometimes it's a little difficult, but I will try. And if I'm not there, you are still welcome to join and communicate amongst yourselves and chat with each other lap by lap. But yeah, definitely keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. Find me on racefansrock.com by typing in Phil Jen in the search box, and again, make sure you add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/infilgenfanpage and on Facebook at racefansrock. Now, my personal page on Facebook, it's such a frustrating thing. It's reached this 5,000 friend limit, so it's difficult for me to add people on there. Now, I literally have like over 170 people right now sitting in like the queue, and I add them as a spot becomes available. But I got to tell you, I hate that. I really hate it because some people in that queue will send me a message and they're like, hey, why aren't you accepting me as a friend? And they get mad. It's like, really? But it's another reason why racefansrock.com is a better social community for racing. There's absolutely no limit on how many friends you could have on there. So, you know, you can be friends with everyone that you want, even me. All right, so if you're on Twitter, add me. I'm on Twitter at InfieldGen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever other social network is out there. I'm on there as InfilGen. So, yeah, you can find me. Yeah, okay. Well, definitely make sure to visit my website, InfilGen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results that I post, and that includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and the final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every race. Make sure you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at each and every racetrack. As I spoke about before, I post different teams' press releases. I post photos from my dedicated fan of the stands reporters every weekend and so much more. And hey, even if they're not my dedicated fan of the stands reporters, sometimes fans that are in the grandstands, they just want to send over the pictures, and I'll post them. So, yeah, if you're going to be at the track, send over those pictures. They'll get posted either way. So go to InfieldGen.com, check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldGen.com. And then, you know, show some love. Click over the merchandise tab. I spent a lot of time on that part there, picking out some really cool stuff. So check it out. I got some nice gear. All right. Well, looks like I'm out of time for tonight's show. I want to thank Patrick Starpoli for coming on the show and announcing his super cool plans for this year, and I wish him the best of luck. I also want to thank all the race fans who have allowed me to turn them into sponsors this week, and hey, hopefully I can add you to that list next week. Once again, I'm sending a huge shout-out to racegear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors LLC for their continued support, and a big thank you to Tate's Cleaning Services for helping me keep a clean home, and to each and every one of you guys who tuned in tonight. I hope you all enjoy this weekend's races at Richmond International Raceway. I know I will. And you know I will post a ton of pictures and keep my followers updated with the inside scoop. If you have a question or a request for me this weekend at Richmond, send it on over at infilgen@gmail.com or reach out to me on any of my social networks. And again, if you're going to go to Richmond this weekend, feel free to stop by. Actually, stop me and say hello. I will be walking all over the place and just grab me and be like, hey, I want to, you know, I'm so-and-so, and I follow you on Facebook. Well, I love meeting you guys, so definitely stop me and say hey. We'll take a picture together, and, you know, then you can send me some of your awesome pictures so that, you know, I can see how much fun you're having from your perspective at the same track that I'm at, and I'll post them all up on InfoGen.com under the Fan Central section, and then everybody else will get to see how much fun you're having, too. Thanks once again for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, have a great week, and I will catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com.